Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about the people that are working right now out on the third watch for whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it. Thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on the Facebook, on Twitter, as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's probably a little bit warmer than it is where I'm at, we'll find out in a minute, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody is right. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles folks that are starting to show up over there in the porch. They've got their jerseys on and all that. Okay. Okay. See you guys. All right. There we go. And by the way, it is a balmy 61 degrees tonight.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, we're at 58 degrees right now.
Darn. So, I thought you'd be warmer.
Yeah. Well, we've had some warm days, but it is cooling down at night.
All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to do something. I do this every now and then. The country lost a legendary singer, Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes. Ronnie Spector with the Ronettes and later with the Crystals and solo by herself there. But I'm going to just play something here for the people, younger people in the audience that may not understand what she meant and what her music went. This is what we listened to back in the 60s and the 70s, and it's a song that's still being played today. Young lady there, Ronnie Spector, if the name sounds familiar, she was married to Phil Spector. Remember him?
Oh, yes, yeah, the producer, yeah.
And he got into all kinds of trouble, didn't he?
All kinds, including, yeah.
Yeah, and, whoops, I wanted to turn that off. And, unfortunately, she had to put up with that, and it is what it is, but certainly a talent to be remembered for all time. And she was 78 years old, so she lived a nice long life.
Well, you know, as you said, just a legend, really. And
these
songs are timeless.
Yeah, there's not anybody that wasn't around in the 60s and the 70s that does not know who Ronnie Spector was, because she had another couple of songs, and I'm going to play one during the Trucker segment in this hour, so you'll get a chance to hear it. But we've got a caller on the line. Let me see here. It's the honorary mayor of Clearwater. So, Your Honor, it's none other than Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, this hypocrisy is ridiculous, right? When candidate Biden ran, he was going to unite us, and he was going to bring us together, and we were going to work together. And then all of a sudden in Georgia, we're going to vote on this, and if we can't put it through, then we're going to change the rules of the Senate, and I'm not going to be quiet about it no more, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get this voting garbage put through. So, first of all, that does not sound like a uniter to me. That sounds like a president who's more divisive than what President Trump ever was. And the second thing is, our good friends in West Virginia and our good friends in Arizona, I need you to reach out to your senators respectively and tell them, do not mess with the filibuster, do not change it, and do not go for this voting reform, federal voting reform garbage. And I'm sure Kyle can give you the number to get a hold of them, but we need all hands on deck, and we need to make sure that this gets stopped before it even is able to get out the gate. And if you can give out the number for the Senate, Kyle, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, the Democrats are wishing and hoping and trying to do anything they can to force their agenda through, because they know they are about to get squashed come November in the midterm elections, don't they?
That's exactly right, Captain, and I'm so glad you mentioned the word agenda, because that is the be-all, end-all for the Democrats at this point. And even so, what Mike was talking about just a moment ago about Biden saying he was going to unite the country, all that was just a bunch of, well, can I say the word malarkey for that? And but so they'll tell you anything, but they do want the agenda. And that number, folks, is 202-224-3121.
All right, hold that thought.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Oh, congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company. Of course, Mike Lindell has got his great website with his great products over there. And you can go over there to MyPillow.com and see all the products that are there, first of all, on the homepage. And it'll say prices so-and-so and such with your promo code. Well, the promo code, the only one you need to know or worry about, is called Captain. Use that promo code, Captain, for whatever you want to buy, and you will get that discount. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a clickable link that's right there on the homepage, jump right into it. It'll take you over to about 150 items that'll be marked down 50%, 67%, even 75%. And, again, promo code will always be the word Captain. Now, if you want to talk to a live person on the phone and you don't want to get your credit card information out on a computer, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, again, the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. They've got a lot of great stuff there, and a lot of it's on sale right now, and you can save a bunch of money. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, I want to interject here that the Quinnipiac poll, which is very liberal, and there's nothing conservative about it, correct?
Right.
They came out yesterday and released their numbers, and Joe Biden, his approval rating is 33%. That is the lowest number ever recorded by any president since they've been doing polling anywhere at this stage of their career, their tenure in office. That's horrible.
Well, it's beyond horrible. It was conducted very recently to January 7th through the 10th. So this takes into account all of the things that we've been seeing lately, the inflation, the coronavirus management, as it were, everything that's going on. So there's nothing really that the administration can hide behind and say, well, you know, we're doing a great job on those and such, because they're not.
Now, to Mike's question, the Republicans are taking full advantage of this right now. There's a lot of backdoor meetings, a lot of state meetings, a lot of legislation that's been passed on some of the things that you don't know about because it's been done very quietly. The state legislatures, a lot of them, have come back into session again to where there's even more legislation that's about to be passed pertaining to voting and straightening out the mess that they had before. Now, Georgia obviously has had something happen. But whose name surfaced yesterday out of all of this?
Well, would you believe Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I would.
Right.
And the reason her name surfaced is because the diehard, big-time money deal makers in the Democratic Party believe that they can resurrect Hillary again because they need somebody with name recognition that's been in a dance before that at least can get out there and put up a good fight. And they seem to have a pendants over there in the Democratic Party for picking people that have lost one or two times and then sticking them in another time, and a third time's a charm, that sort of thing. Have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. And one wonders why they have that propensity, Captain, because certainly, you know, it seems to me the way that you would go strategically is to try to go with somebody much younger, first of all, that would represent a new generation or a new day, a passing of the torch, whatever you want to call it. But no, they're never going to do something like that because they're too hung up on Hillary or the notion of somebody like Hillary.
Well, I don't know that they're hung up on Hillary, but she seems to be the answer, if you will, to the problems that Joe Biden's having. I don't know how true that is. A lot of people are going, no, can't be. Well, I'm telling you, folks, better get used to it. Her name is going to be coming out even more as we get closer to the midterm elections and start thinking about what's going to happen 2 years from now in the presidential election. And those are people sending messages right there. But the thing of it is, I would not be surprised if they don't try to push her in there because they probably do think that she could give Donald Trump a run for his money. But she, you talk about the fun that we had the last time she ran, you and I?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, that's right. And you know, we would hear all these different quotes come back. The what difference does it make and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this would not be a really good move for her because, Captain, I think that the American people also were pretty dead set against Hillary Clinton being president back in 2016. And Donald Trump may have picked up some support for that very reason. Can you imagine as well, Captain, what would any Democrat candidate have to do? They can't run on Biden's record. They
No.
can't say four more years. They're going to have to come out and attack the administration. I think it's going to be a far left sort of civil war within the Democrat Party anyway. And it's just going to be, I think the technical term is discombobulated.
And they are blatantly lying about things, starting with the economy, because yesterday the report came out from the Federal Reserve about the consumer prices, and they went up the highest that they've gone up in over 40 years. And this is not good. And then I heard them trying to spin it, you know, into some positive things. Well, the labor force is, unemployment's way down and this, that, and all that sort of stuff. Well, of course it is, because people have left the job force, and there's a certain amount of them that are collecting unemployment. There's another certain amount of them that are deciding what they want to do, and they're watching what's happening right now. And they're taking their time about, number one, either coming back with a different job or starting their own business.
Well, right, right. And, you know, Captain, it's kind of like, people, you know, as they manage their health, it's much easier to try to stay healthy than it is to try to come back after neglecting your health, for example. Well, that's the same thing as what we saw 40 years ago. You know, we saw the dismal times that happened under Carter, and it took a lot under the first couple of years of the Reagan administration in order to try to set things right and get the ship back up, you know, from listing as it was so badly. But now I think people have a real object lesson, and they're going to blame the Democrats. Captain, things were going well under Trump, and now here came Biden and the moves that he's made, his administration has made, and the Democrat Party elite, they've wrecked things, and people understand. I don't think they want to ever go back to that.
Well, here's what we heard, okay? We heard numbers of people with the administration come out and say, well, the first quarter should see inflation peaking, and there'll be lower energy prices and a decline in food and auto inflation, allowing for slower increase in prices for the rest of the year. Okay? To that I say, listen to these numbers. Oil. Everything is based on oil. Everything. What do you think the one-year forecast of oil is right now, Kyle?
What's that?
$95 a barrel. What are they looking for? What is OPEC and Iran looking for with oil?
Oh, they're looking for $100 a barrel.
And they're going to get it. And it may even go higher than that. Now, right now, today, the price of oil jumped up. West Texas crude is $82.64 a barrel. That's the highest it's been in several years. Brent crude is $84.67. That's up there, too. But here we go again. I watched gasoline prices at the pump yesterday in my backyard go up 10 cents a gallon. Here's why. Gasoline went up 9 cents a gallon yesterday, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery. And diesel went up 9 cents a gallon, too. Diesel's at $2.59 a gallon at the refinery, less the transportation. Gasoline is $2.39 a gallon at the refinery, less the transportation.
Wow. Well, but the idea is that if energy prices couldn't be brought down anytime soon, they can sort of, you know, postulate all they want or forecast all they want about how inflation is going to be transitory and so forth. But 6 months from now, 10 months from now, we're going to be in a worse boat than we are in at this moment.
And did you see what Kevin McCarthy started to pledge with the platform if he becomes the speaker?
Well, I know that it included helping people be able to start businesses, but I think didn't he also talk about energy, too?
He talked about taking us back to energy independence and going back to what we were doing before. And all we have to do is start that, doing that, and get rid of this other crap that's in there, and you watch and see what happens. So everything will reflect accordingly. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break because she is going to give you the phone number. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid the vaccine mandates. The head of Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have also posed significant challenges for recruiters. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. He'll be back in court January 19th. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And as most of you know that have been listening to this program for a while, this segment is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously and have been taking it for over 7 years. Why? Because it works and because it's all natural, 100% drug-free. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on right now. And Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from the 4 different metabolic pathways that these ingredients allow the product to go in. And it alleviates pain right straight at the source. Now, I will tell you that last night I gave the person that cleans the radio station, the studios, was having some problem with the shoulder, and says, "Hey, Captain, have you got any of that Relief Factor? I'd like to try that." So I gave her 6 packs, and I said, "Here you go. Take one now. Take another one in the morning. Take another one tomorrow evening, but make sure you do it after you get a little something to eat, because that's the way you work and that's the way it works." So we'll see what happens. And when she comes back on Sunday, she'll tell me what's going on and how it works. And the deal is then she'll turn around and order it off the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. And everybody starts out with a 1995 3-week quick start. Everybody starts out with a 1995 3-week quick start. Again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see there's actually some other products over there, too, that you might be interested in because they have put in a full line of vitamins and health products over there as well. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You had something to say?
Yeah, didn't we hear from a listener?
We just heard from Houston, Texas, and howdy, howdy to everybody in Houston.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give him the answer that he wanted because I got to look it up because I don't have it memorized. I just know what I know. But anyway, more lies coming from Joe as Mitch McConnell just obliterated Biden's Georgia election speech yesterday, claiming that the president demonized Americans in his scathing rebuke that he put forth there. And I saw most of the speech. I didn't see it all, but kudos to Mitch for standing up there and doing what he had to do.
Well, of course, Captain, and, you know, going back to what Mike said when he called in the first segment tonight, Biden, is this how you can unite people? I just don't think so. The demonization.
He doesn't care.
I saw that. Well, of course, yeah. Well, we saw the demonization of law enforcement, for example. Now we're seeing the demonization out and out of people that just don't agree with the Democrat Party elite. And that is not a recipe to bring this country together. And it's very, very unfortunate that they tried to co-opt so much. And they keep saying, you know, we're standing up. We're standing in the gap for our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. You know, are they the keepers of the flame? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm wearing my fire department shirt today, one of my shirts, one of my polo shirts. And I have a Blue Lives Matter button. And somebody saw it when I stopped to pick up lunch. Somebody saw it and says, "You're a firefighter. Why are you wearing a Blue Lives Matter button?" I said, "Because we're brothers of the badge. We all do the same thing for the same reasons. They take just as much risk, if not more, than we do. We don't have guns, but we've got big axes and big hoses." And the person just kind of looked at me. And it's true. We respect each other. We have a lot of fun jibing each other, the police and the fire departments, but we respect each other because both of our jobs are equally dangerous.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, we can't have the society that we have without the police and the
military. No, and this show supports our police and our fire and our military. And if you don't like that, I don't give a rat's ass.
Exactly right.
Yep, you got it. All right, well, former President Donald Trump says that rhinos and losers want to solely focus on future elections. They need to first correct the 2020 pandemic election issues. Well, Mr. President, Mr. Former President, I guess I can't call him president. But anyway, they're already doing that. They've been doing it behind the scenes. Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Georgia, they've already started to do it. Oh, North Carolina, they've already started to do it.
Well, they really have. And you know, that's a good thing because obviously you want to close up loopholes that are easily exploited for cheating and this kind of thing. Whatever it is, any kind of voter fraud, we shouldn't have any voter fraud. But, you know, Captain, the very fact that they are doing that in some of these states lays the groundwork for the Democrat Party elite to say, when they lose elections, because if, you know, there's not a whole lot of fraud, that they'll say, "Hey, you know, we didn't get a fair election. It's because they
voter suppression."
These
laws. You always hear that.
That's exactly.
And I'm going to tell you something, okay? Having worked in election to find out what it was all about, which I did, I worked one election to see what was going on. Having worked that election back, I don't know, 15 years ago or whenever it was, maybe 20 years ago now. No, it wouldn't have been 20. It would have been 15 or 16. But anyway, having worked that election, I got a chance to see, and I'm telling you, if you don't have ID and you can't prove who the hell you are, how would you even think you'd walk in there and just cast a ballot and walk out normally? How would you think? It's called a provisional ballot.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And they have to verify who you are. You have to fill out a sheet, this, that, and the other. If you don't want to do it, then guess what? Your vote's not going to be counted. I don't give a damn who you are.
Well, exactly. But I think most reasonable people, Republican or Democrat or independent, for that matter, realize that you have to have some kind of orderly fashion to
and some sort of proof that you are who you say you are.
Right.
Because
precisely.
What's to stop you, if they're not checking you, of going four doors down to the next precinct and casting another ballot under a different name?
Precisely. And that's why I'm saying most reasonable people agree that you have to have a legitimate election system, something that you can track in the sense that you can verify that the votes are in fact valid, as opposed to what the Democrat Party elite keep trying to foist on us insofar as that it's, you know, vote, whatever, however you want, wherever you want, as many times as you want, I guess, because it keeps this rallying cry to them that somehow if you say, well, wait a minute, how do we verify that the system has integrity? They say, you're racist, you want to suppress votes, you're anti-democratic, you're attacking our democracy, when nothing could be further from the truth. And this spans, you know, ethnic and racial backgrounds. Of course it does.
Now, the left-leaning American news media has so far refused to cover a bombshell report indicating that the Biden administration may have been instrumental in the drafting of a letter that compared protesting parents to domestic terrorists. Now, this was something that went through the Department of Education. The letter is out there floating around right now. The information is out there for anyone that wants to see it right now. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, well, what letter? We don't know about any. What correspondence? We don't know about anything. Really? Really?
Well, it all seems to track with the general thrust of where the Biden administration has been coming from.
Sure.
From some of those in the media who carry water for the Biden administration have been coming from, as well as other Democrat Party elite members. And it's just really sad, Captain. Parents and so forth are not domestic terrorists. They care about what's happening. And when they're simply told, really, generally speaking, when they're told, hey, you know, you should have no say in what we're doing in schools.
The people that are calling them domestic terrorists in the Department of Education or the school districts and the ones that are trying to shut down these parents, they are the domestic terrorists.
Well,
think about it.
Yeah. Well, they're completely authoritarian. They understand that what they're trying to teach the kids from their point of view, in terms of an ideology and a way of looking at the world, is just diametrically opposed to the way that most Americans would view our place in the world, our place in history, and so on and so forth. And so here we go again with somebody who's going to say, just sit down, shut up. We know better than you are, we know better than you, and you simply have to do what we say, or we will denounce you. Well, that sounds a lot like the old-time Soviet Union.
Yeah, a lot of what's going on sounds like the old-time Soviet Union, which is where they got a lot of their marching orders from, in my opinion. That China's part of it, but so is in Russia. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, this guy with his voice is going to take us out to break again here, so we'll get him in here. But we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got some weather to talk about again tonight. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Ronnie Spector, along with her Ronettes, and later with the Crystals. And she passed away yesterday at age 78. That's part of what she was all about, her kind of music. It made you feel good. You could dance to it. A lot of people remember that in this audience right now. And you're welcome, because I couldn't think of a better tribute to play for somebody like that, who meant so much to so many people when they were growing up. So, and that was really, Kyle, the way music should have been.
Yeah, it was. It's classic. It's timeless, and it's a sound that endures forever. There's just no doubt about it.
You hear
that song, and it just, it not only brings back memories, but it makes you feel good.
Well, the girls loved it because they could dance to it, and you could slow dance with some of the songs they had and all that stuff, and they loved it. All right, I'm going to read this and then turn it over to you. A winter storm is expected to bring heavy snow and gusty winds to the northern plains into the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley that may cause some hazardous travel beginning tonight through Friday night. Now, the winter storm system is expected to impact the Mid-South, the Southeast, and East Coast this weekend, and I can see it starting to go, but we got stuff out west, so talk about it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now we're tracking a flood watch that is a little south of Seattle and a little bit south of Tacoma as you come up Interstate 5 there. So you want to be aware of that. Also, we've got a flood warning just a little bit east of Seattle as you come out from there along I-90. And also, we're seeing some rain on the radar map right now, and it's going to go down a little bit down the Oregon coast, but still looks like it's staying west of Portland right now. So that's what we're seeing right there tonight. Also, we've got the dense fog advisory. Now, this is going to be in northern Washington along I-90 near Spokane, and it's also going to be in northern Idaho, but it doesn't look like it's covering Coeur d'Alene at this point. In fact, 4th of July pass isn't reading fog at this point, but 4th of July pass is about 29 degrees. It looks like it's going to be cloudy for the next few days. Maybe the next chance of snow in the forecast is going to be around Monday. But we've also got fog as you continue down I-90. We do have fog reading in the city of Missoula right now in Montana, so be aware of that. Also, wind advisory still there tonight between Bozeman and Billings there in Montana. And speaking of wind advisories, we've got a high wind warning. This is going to be north of Cheyenne on I-25 and also west of Cheyenne, also west of Laramie as you come out I-80 as you head towards Elk Mountain, for example. High wind warning there, so high-profile vehicles, take note of that. We also, looks like we've got some haze for our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City tonight. A little hazy there. Also hazy in Bakersfield, California. But the good news is, folks, that the dense fog advisory we've been tracking over the last two or three evenings has lifted along Highway 99 and Interstate 5. So I don't know if there's a remnant or not of that there, but it's not reading as far as we can tell in the forecast tonight. So happy no fog sailing, as it were.
All right, well, let's take a look at North Dakota. We got some unsettled weather conditions in the western half of North Dakota tonight, as we do have a winter storm trying to put itself together. There's a winter storm watch right now for all of the eastern half of North Dakota, part of South Dakota, the western corner of Minnesota, most of Iowa, down into the central part of Illinois, and that will be developing, as we told you, through Thursday night into Friday night as it starts to move to the east. There's going to be some wind behind this, as well as snow. Now, we do have some very cold conditions tonight up on Lake Superior, as well as Lake Huron. So be advised that you're running with your heat on full blast up there tonight. And then upstate New York, here we go. The lake effect snow machine is not necessarily pushing this snow, but there is a clipper that has dropped a bunch of snow across northern New York, as well as the northern part of Vermont and New Hampshire, and we do have some snow as well right around Watertown, an area of it there. But again, this is not lake effect. This is just snow coming from a clipper that's moving across part of the system that moved across a couple days ago. This is the tail end of it. And we got some windy conditions tonight offshore from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod area, down around Long Island, down around South Jersey, Cape May. And we've got some fog in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, as well as Chesapeake Bay area. Moving on down into Florida, we have got some conditions that are going to be changing, it looks like, during the course of tonight and tomorrow, to where we're going to get a system, another system coming across that'll probably give us a little bit of rain. Might get some wind, might get some rain for the big football game on Sunday here, and we'll let you know more about that come tomorrow. But we do have some fog over around New Orleans, not very far into Louisiana, probably about 40 or 50 miles, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle, got to tell us about the Pilot and Flying J again.
Well, that's right, folks. Don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good folks at Pilot and Flying J. You can visit pilotflyingj.com to find out, in fact, where the locations are. They've got a great locations function. You can type in where you are, and you'll find out the nearest Pilot and Flying J. And pro drivers, don't forget, when you join the Drivers Club and you use the My Rewards Plus app, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Now, try that with 15 with the other guys. So it really is worth your while to pull into the Pilot or Flying J today. Join the Drivers Club and begin earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. You can use those points on all kinds of great stuff whenever you pull in. And don't forget, when you pull in, be sure to try the cup of coffee there, because we think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, and you won't be sorry. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Right, and if you guys and gals are out there traveling the highways and byways and you see something that you want to let your trucker pals know about, like a big-time wreck or a block or blockage or maybe a detour or something that you didn't know about, you can always call the show at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Or go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and send us a message off that. We'll get it, and then we'll let everybody know on the air what the problem is. And it'll help out your brother and sister truckers out there, plus the other travelers that are out there, the buses going back and forth and whatnot. And that's what we're all about, is trying to help and keep everything moving along. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And, of course, that's one thing that I really appreciated at night when I did not know about something that was going to take place. It was always great to know about it. All right, well, see, Lenny's chiming in, the bus driver. Don't know where he's at here. Let's see. Kamala gets paid to resign. Biden picks Hillary to be the VP. Something happens where he decides to quit, and a bunch of senators rally, and the VP suddenly becomes the president because Biden retires for his health. Okay, could happen. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back, folks, for more to Captain's America Third Watch, as we truck on into the overnight hours here. Have a good day. Have a good morning. Drive safe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.